Short swipe, short scroll, short like, short load, short snap, short troll, short short grrr, short attention, short attention, short attention.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and that was Formidable Vegetable from the release called In Real Life with Short Attention Span. Today on the show, we're thinking about the different ways our minds work. And lately, there's another kind of mind that we must mind. And that is something that is new for a lot of people, artificial intelligence, which is sometimes called AI. We wanted to know more about what artificial intelligence is, what it can do, and what it means for kids and our society around us. So with us on the show today is Dr. Martin Spinelli. He's one of the directors of the children's well-being media company called Resilience. Welcome to the Children's Hour again, Dr. Spinelli.
So good to be here.
How is like AI gonna like benefit humanity? Because like I heard stories about it and it's not necessarily like smarter. I mean, it is, but it's not. And how's it gonna be like used in the future?
Have you ever used Alexa or Siri? Have you ever been on YouTube and looked at all of the recommendations that YouTube is giving you for things that it thinks you might like to watch?
All the time. You know, every time I use it, it seems like.
Yeah, then you're using AI. So AI is already built into our everyday lives in lots of really, really basic ways. So I kind of like to think of AI these days, the kind of AI that we have now, as kind of like this army of minions that I have at my disposal. And I can tell them what to do, and they go and do it, no matter how tedious or boring or repetitive the job is. With clear instructions, with some rules, they can go and do it. They can do homework for us. They can...
No.
Oh, but
this is exactly what makes people nervous about AI, right?
Oh, yeah. Colleges that are trying to hunch down on people that are just asking ChatGPT to write a paper, and like they figure it out really quickly, and then, you know, people fail and stuff. But that's AI in a negative way.
I disagree. I don't think that's negative. If you like writing on a word processor, right? That's a technological advance that made writing easier. But 50 years ago, when computers were just maybe being a thing, people thought, oh, all of this typing instead of handwriting, that's going to make people dumber and they're going to lose the skill. Now, very, very few people think that, right? So we had this emergent technology that made something that was a little bit tedious much, much easier. And now we just completely accept it. And I think we're going to come to accept ChatGPT and other pre-trained transformers, that's GPT, doing lots of jobs in ways that seem a little bit disruptive now, but we'll be quite grateful for them in the future. And it's not like once I have an AI, once I have ChatGPT, I don't have any work to do. It's just a new kind of work. So we're just going to have a different skill set, I think.
At the Children's Hour, we use artificial intelligence every week to make our transcripts of our programs. That's one way that AI is affecting the radio industry.
Do you think that AI is going to become fully integrated with the school system and how we learn and perceive information? And do you think it should be used in the capacity that it is now? Because in a way, it almost seems like cheating the way that systems like ChatGPT are used, and they don't feel like students get the same kind of learning out of it that they do otherwise. So how do you think it should be used, and how do you think it's going to be implemented?
AI is already in the school system in a lot of ways. So at a university where I teach, at a college, there are AIs that look over my students' essays and they tell me which students plagiarized stuff on the internet and which students didn't cite things properly. So
I have to pause here. Plagiarize is a big word. When you plagiarize something, does anyone know what that means?
It means like you're copying someone else's thing. Like, let's say like you need to write a report on turkeys. Well, you search on the internet and find this thing called Turkeys by Bob and use that for your report about turkeys.
Yeah, and you don't give Bob credit, whereas Bob deserves the credit for his great report on turkeys. So I can tell you what I do. I have changed my assignments now to get my students to engage more about their own research and the projects that come out of their own imagination. So these are not things that ChatGPT or any other AI is going to be able to write an essay about. So I have said, okay, well, yeah, maybe I want my students to write still and to create good essays. So let me just change the kinds of questions that I ask them and they'll still be doing that same kind of thinking. And I've also started teaching them how to use AI in their own work. So you can ask an AI to give you a summary of 100 articles that were written about turkeys. And you can ask it to give you the holes in all of that research. So what don't we know about turkeys? So once the AI tells you that, you can then go and contribute to the knowledge of the world. So we can't pretend AI doesn't exist. We have to work with it and get excited about it because it is really, really cool. It's not without its problems, obviously, but it's also really exciting and can be really creative.
That's the voice of Dr. Martin Spinelli. Coming up, we're going to learn how he's trying to help train AI to be kinder. Listeners, I'm pretty skeptical. I don't know about you. Reach out to me and let me know what you think. Go to childrenshour.org and go to our contact page. What do you think about artificial intelligence and using it in the classroom? We've got more to learn, but first, this is Cormac, right here on the Children's Hour.
Don't give me another screen. I spent all day looking at one of my laptop. It's called work. Another screen. I spend all night looking at a 70-inch television. It's called leisure. It's Dark City versus Bolton Wanderers in the best league in the world. Don't buy me a Kindle for Christmas. Just come by and rekindle my heart. Don't make me your Facebook friend. By and drive me round the bend. Don't give me another screen. I don't need an iPad to make me dream. Don't give me another screen. Don't give me another screen. I'll scream and scream and scream and scream.
Listening to the Children's Hour, our guest is Dr. Martin Spinelli. He's the director of a children's well-being media company that is creating artificial intelligence tools for kids to learn better social behavior. We are having a struggle to understand what is fact and what is fiction in the United States right now. Dr. Spinelli, you're in the United Kingdom, and I'm sure you're watching this from afar. And frankly, AI is a huge part of the puzzle. It's easy to make a video in AI that's me doing something I would never do. For example, maybe I'm a politician and I'm running for a campaign and there's an AI made of me saying something I would never say.
Or even worse, Katie, me saying something and then blaming AI for having said it for me. This is a huge problem. I think there's a sense of a lack of control and a sense that there are these people in white lab coats making decisions about AI that are affecting all our lives, and we don't have a say in that. And I think that worry is really, really valid. So one of the things that I would like to see is much more openness around how we are building AI and much more inclusion of lots and lots of different voices about what we want it to do. We can tell it to be kind and be empathetic, or we can tell it to be horrible and mean and selfish. Whatever we put into it, it's going to give back to us.
So with AI as it currently is, it can generate content, and particularly content that takes up creative jobs. So stuff like art and writing and whatnot. And currently there's not a lot of laws in place to really prevent it from doing so. So do you think that there will be laws put in place to kind of put a cap on where AI is allowed to go?
I think there certainly should be conversations about laws that encourage AI to develop and evolve in ways that are good for the world, the environment, humanity. The question of who decides whether or not something is true or not, I guess that's a gray area and that's a bit fuzzy, but it's interesting to see if you're watching the evolution of AI, the people who are developing it are aware that we don't want things like misinformation. We don't want things like hate speech. Are aware that we don't want it to share our personal information.
The thing is, I'm not as convinced as you are that artificial intelligence is really living up to that, though, because recent studies are showing that AI can be wrong in searches like 60% of the time. And what we're seeing now is AI itself evolving, if you will, to make up its own mind about what to do. And this episode is about many kinds of minds. And that's why maybe some laws around this would be not such a bad idea to stop that, you know, being wrong so often.
Yeah, I would like to hear more conversations coming out of Congress, coming out of Parliament here in the UK about how we insist that companies develop AI in an ethical, pro-social, and positive way.
We've been learning about artificial intelligence today with Dr. Martin Spinelli. You can learn a lot more about Dr. Spinelli and his Aileen app, as well as his A to Z's Big Innovation podcast, which is a sci-fi adventure comedy drama for kids ages 8 to 10 years old. Its goal is to help kids have a healthier media diet and improve their well-being. You can learn more about it at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Many Kinds of Minds. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour, Dr. Spinelli.
It has been absolutely my pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you for coming.
We're going to go out with just one more. This is Natalia. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Imagínate all the games that we could play. Try something new, prueba algo nuevo, invéntate un juego. Imagínate all the things that we could do. Let's go outside, hay tanto que hacer, ven vamos afuera. El tiempo se va pasando.
listen up, there's so much to do. Fly a kite, ride a bike, just to name a few. Hay tanto por hacer, sal a correr, o da una vuelta en tu bicicleta. And if you're bored, just take advantage of the situation. It's the perfect time for your imagination. Atrévete un momento de aburrimiento, que el ingenio es producto de ese sentimiento.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Jackie Fulton, as well as our intern, Daniel. You can learn more about this episode and find links at childrenshour.org. Look for Many Kinds of Minds.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. Thank you.